Patrick, NAB already has AWS and Microsoft. Why are we now bringing Google on board?
Look, I think each one of the cloud providers has something different to offer. And what we don't want to do is put ourselves in a position where we can't bring the best of each of them to solve challenges that our bankers and our customers need. And we do think they are all quite different, and they have capabilities, focal points, and differentiators that we think all could be leveraged by our teams.
NAB's gone down a very strong path in the public cloud. Can you talk us through why that is and also why a multi-cloud approach?
So on the public cloud, look, what you get from a public cloud approach is the benefits of billions and billions of dollars in R&D of highly engineered, highly secured systems with availability statistics that I'm certain a company could achieve if they tried really hard, but probably not without spending more than they could afford. And in my mind, when you look at some of the statistics, they're just engineered to a level that would be very difficult for us to achieve. Point one. Point two is on the security front, each of them are spending vast sums of money on security, everything from key management and encryption to security management tools. Again, all possible for somebody like me to do, but probably not to the extent that they can and innovate as quickly as they can in the same area. So we just see it as we're leveraging their capabilities and their investments, and our teams have begun focusing on what they do best, which is creating experiences for our customers. So we want to use their core capabilities to enable capabilities for our customers and get our engineering teams focused on where they can and should add the most value.
And why the multi-cloud approach? Could you not do that with one particular vendor?
Well, you could, but in the answer to the first question, you end up in a situation where you can't always leverage the best of what each one has to offer. That's point one. Point two is I like the commercial and competitive tension it places on all three of them, honestly. And frankly, while the probability of some sort of a catastrophic event happening to one of these three companies, and it could be any sort of an event, a financial events, significant outage, et cetera, I can't intertwine the fate of my company with that of a third party. So I've got to have flexibility so that I can move workloads as I need to.
And particularly on Google Cloud coming on board, what are some of the things that you see in them particularly that you think are enticing?
I actually really like their approach to to open source. They lead in across all the providers in open standards and open systems. They created Kubernetes, which is a fantastic ecosystem. Now they've kind of turned it over to the world, but you get something from Google that likely will work elsewhere. I think that's point one. Point two is I'm always impressed by their capabilities and data. I do think when you talk about each of the relative strengths, the Google team really gets data. It's their core business, the search business that made Google famous. And data is their expertise. And because the Google Cloud platform was built on their core technology of data, what you get when you talk to or do business with Google is the very best data scientists and the capabilities in the world.
Are there any challenges with having three big cloud providers that you're trying to use?
Yeah, it's more complicated, right? The human mind can only learn so many different things. There are always tricks and challenges and issues, and how they implement things like functions and lambdas is different, and so it does create complexity for us. But we think the complexity outweighs the complexity is outweighed by the benefits of being able to leverage all three.
And just finally, how do you see challenge to get the best talent in? You know, you're going through a big transformation. This is a hotly contested area. How are you going with that?
Well, you have to create an environment where people want to work. First of all, really great engineers, they want to work on solving really big problems. Point two is they don't want to do it in COBOL on a mainframe, so they want to work on the more modern technologies. And the third is they want to work for a company that will invest in them. And we think actually we bring all three of those. So we've built the NAB Cloud Guild from scratch. We announced it April 10th or 11th of 2018, and now have what's many hundreds, I think the number is close to 800 certified engineers, and we've trained over 5,000 people, and that number is growing quite rapidly. So we're investing in our people to teach and train them for the future.